AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Geneva, Iran's foreign minister told European diplomats Tehran has no interest in negotiating with the U.S. while Israel continues attacking Iran. President Trump.
Iran doesn't want to speak to Europe. They want to speak to us. Europe is not going to be able to help in this one.
Trump also asked about U.S. intelligence assessments that Iran had not made a decision to build a nuclear weapon.
My intelligence community is wrong. Who in the intelligence community said that?
Your director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
She's wrong.
Meantime, Ed Donahue reports Israelis are taking shelter from Iranian missiles in underground train stations.
Event planner Aziza Melich brought her inflatable mattress to a light rail station in Ramat Gan.
We need to survive, and I think I have never felt something like this.
Melich says for the first time in days, she felt her body relax. She's been running every time a siren went off.
We're not sleeping because of the anxiety and because of the sirens.
Sonia Schradman also found herself running.
It was a morning where I fell down on the street while running to the shelter. So yeah, I decided that better to stay, you know, like during the night, try to sleep and to have a rest a little bit here in a safe space.
Since the war with Iran began, families with young kids and young professionals have brought mattresses, sleeping bags, snacks, and pets into the stations each night. Melich says it reminds her of her grandfather's stories from World War II. I'm Ed Donahue.
Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil has been released from federal immigration detention. The former Columbia University graduate student spent 104 days in custody, but he says justice prevailed, though it was long overdue. A federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction blocking Trump administration efforts to keep Harvard from hosting international students. And another federal judge is weighing Trump's deployment of troops to Los Angeles, but allowing it to continue for now. This is AP News. In Charleston, South Carolina, survivors mark 10 years since a church massacre.
I'm hopeful that we can teach love and remind people that we didn't choose our skin color, we didn't choose our first language.
Chris Singleton's mother was among the nine killed at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina.
We didn't choose where we were born or who we were born to, so I would never hate you for those things, and hopefully you never hate me for them just as well.
The anti-black shooting took place on June 17, 2015, at the oldest black church in the southern United States.
It has passed by so quickly, it's truly seemed like just yesterday.
Marvin Stewart is a church member who says the struggles they faced continue a decade later.
Without the community support, supporting each other, it would be even more difficult than what we're presently experiencing.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.